In Afghanistan today, President Ashraf Ghani said the Senate report, which detailed torture at a detention center in his country, violated all accepted norms of human rights. The U.S. will be leaving more than 10,000 troops in Afghanistan after January 1st, when Afghan forces are supposed to take over their country's security. NPR's Sean Carberry is in Kabul. Sean, tell us more about what President Ghani said.
Well, he came out and said that he had read the entire report and strongly condemned the human rights violations that had taken place. And he said he specifically wanted an accounting of the number and names of Afghans who had been detained and tortured. And he also went on to say that from this day on, no international institution will be allowed to detain or torture Afghans in the country. And in fact, part of the security agreement between the U.S. and Afghanistan stipulates that as of January 1st, all detainees and detention centers that the U.S. runs in Afghanistan will be turned over to the Afghans. So he came out with a pretty forceful condemnation after a day when really there was no reaction here for the majority of the day. And most analysts we talked to said that this was not an issue that will really resonate with most Afghans right now.
Well, so are you saying then that most Afghans really aren't hearing about it? So why would he bring it up?
Yeah, analysts said that this kind of information, it's fairly dense for one thing, and it'll take a while to filter through to people. And also, this is something that most Afghans essentially know and believe. They know that this activity went on here, and they believe that Afghans were tortured. So this isn't the kind of revelation that's going to get people in an uproar the way past episodes here where there were Quran burnings or things like that that fueled very violent reaction. And we'll be monitoring in the coming days to see whether this does spur any local reaction or, again, whether this was designed as a message to U.S. Forces and officials as they're winding down the combat mission here.
But meanwhile, we go forward. What will those U.S. troops who are staying in Afghanistan be doing?
Well, there are two primary missions for U.S. forces after the end of this year. One is counterterrorism operations, and the other is the training, what they call the training, advising, and assist mission, where they will continue to help Afghan forces develop their capabilities. And there will likely be some instances where U.S. forces might be on the ground with Afghan forces as they're carrying out operations. So there will be some activity, there will be contact, and there will be U.S. forces who will be in harm's way next year.
Well, and Sean, just again, staying with the release of the Senate so-called torture report and now the Afghan president's comments about them today, what's your sense of whether U.S. troops will be in any more danger than they already are because of the release of this report? As you well know, there are voices here in the U.S. saying it should not have been released because it does put troops in at a higher level of danger.
Again, it remains to be seen whether or not this will turn into something that's dramatically different than the level of threat that they're already under. This doesn't have the same kind of visceral reaction as past instances here of either killing of Afghan civilians or burning of Qurans or things that were very clear violations of religion and culture here that people reacted to quickly. I mean, the Taliban have plenty of excuses anyhow, so they don't necessarily need anything else to justify their acts of violence against the U.S. here.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, you spoke to the departing U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Lieutenant General Joseph Anderson. What's his concern?
Well, he's expressed concerns, as a lot of commanders have, about the support functions of Afghan forces, their logistics, their abilities to feed themselves, get ammunition where it needs to get, things of that nature they still struggle with. And they also need to be able to coordinate better with the police, who are a much weaker force, but who are also much more on the front lines. They're out manning checkpoints in the cities, they're patrolling, and the police are really taking high casualties. And Anderson said that in a lot of instances, the police are still a security liability here.
Well, and I know of all the stories that you will take with you from Afghanistan, one involves the police?
Yeah, actually, of all the things that I've experienced, one of the most unusual and unexpected was the fact that Afghan police were going around puncturing the tires of cars parked on the streets at night. And they explained this saying that they were trying to prevent car theft and that they were warning people that their tires would be punctured if they parked on the streets at night, and said, look, we warned you, it's your fault if you park there, even though people were parking legally, and then people were having to spend hundreds of dollars replacing tires. And the police said, look, there is no other way to solve this problem, no other way to prevent car theft than sending our officers out to puncture car tires on the streets. And that was just one of the more kind of absurd moments I've had. And it does encapsulate a lot of approach here, this concept of there's no other way. This is the only solution. And so that's what they're doing.
Well, and the end of the broad combat mission is coming up. Will you also be leaving Kabul?
Yes, I'm in the process of wrapping up the NPR bureau. We're actually closing the operation. And basically, at the end of this week, we will lower the NPR flag in Kabul.
May we say, just terrific work. And we'll miss your voice from there and welcome it here.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate that.